Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, everyone. I'm Andrea Donsky. Lisa Davis is off today. It is now time for Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger, and today's topic of discussion is healthy seeds and why we should incorporate them into our diet. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Ginger.
Hey, Andrea, how are you today?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Excited to talk about these superfood seeds today with you and kind of give an overview of chia seeds, flax seeds, and black seeds. I know we've all kind of heard in the media and kind of reading some health magazines maybe about all three of them. Well, we'll talk about a couple of the different benefits and why you should really incorporate all three of them into your diet throughout the week.
I love it because I'm big fans of all of them. Let's start with flax seeds. Tell us why flax seeds are good, how we should be taking them, whole, crushed, ground. You give us the lowdown.
Well, flax seeds, you really should grind them. Otherwise, they kind of go through your digestive system whole. And when you grind them, obviously, you know, it's broken up in small pieces and your body can utilize it and absorb a whole lot more. But when you grind them, you want to make sure that you use them kind of like when you cut an apple and it starts oxidizing and turning brown. It's similar thing kind of happens with your green juice, which I've talked about before, but also it happens with your flax seeds. They start to oxidize, and so grind them when you're ready to eat them. That's the best way to do it, or at the very least, put them in the refrigerator, but don't have an entire big bag ground up for, you know, weeks at a time because they will oxidize.
So what you're saying then is also when you grind the flax seeds, they also release the oils that are healthy for us, right?
That's right. You need to grind them because the coating on them is impermeable. So if you grind them up, it releases the oils and the other nutrients so your body can absorb them.
I find it interesting because a lot of companies will sell, let's say, flax bread or flax muffins, and they'll use the whole flax seed. So are those beneficial to us at all?
Well, I mean, it's kind of going right through you. You really need to grind them to get the best effect from them. And so incorporating them, you can grind them and sprinkle them on salads and toast and put them in your smoothies, put a tablespoon in your smoothies. They are really high in the omega-3s, about 20% more than the chia seeds, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. They come in brown, golden color, and yellow, kind of glossy seeds. And actually, they're used to make linen. I don't know if people realize that, but flax seeds are used to make linen. It's a lot stronger than cotton.
So yeah, the brown and they're also and the used golden to make floors, right? Floors.
Oh, yeah, yeah. To make a lot of, Lindsay, right? A lot of things. The brown and the golden are the ones that you really want to choose. The yellow, the real yellow ones, are lower in the omega-3s than the other, the golden and the brown. So I would choose the brown or the golden. They have, this is kind of their highlight here. They have more cancer-fighting lignans than almost any plant in the world. And so they're very high in the lignans, which is great. And the short chain ALA and all of those kind of things. We won't get into too much detail, but suffice it to say, flax seeds on your food throughout the week is great. It helps improve ovary function, breast pain associated with menstruation, helps to reduce hot flashes. So put one or two tablespoons of ground flax seed, you know, throughout your day, or maybe alternate using one day and then the next day some chia seeds and the next day flax seeds, so you can kind of get the full spectrum of nutrients that are provided by these superfood seeds.
I remember reading a lot of research on the benefits of the lignans for breast health. So the ground flax seeds, like they were saying, I guess that it was quoted in the research that every woman should have 2 tablespoons of these ground flax seeds a day in order to help prevent breast cancer. Did you read the same?
Absolutely. There's great research on flax with reproductive health with women, and so incorporating that, you know, you can't go wrong there, and even just general breast pain that you get with menstruation.
I don't know if you're able to answer this for me or not, Dr. Ginger. So what do these lignans do? They pull the toxins out of the body. How do they work in order to be effective at, you know, doing what we're saying they're doing?
Well, I'm not sure of the exact mechanism in place with the lignans, but they are cancer fighting. Boosting the immune system, kind of putting that barrier up so your body can fight off the cancer. And flax seeds have more lignans than any plant in the world. So really you want to incorporate those. Now, chia seeds, on the other hand, this fuzzy green novelty commercial that you see, the chia heads and different things.
Chia.
That's right. the chia seeds are really, really high in fiber. They have omega-3s, which are great for the, you know, cardiovascular, brain health. But they have 50% more fiber than you find in flax seeds, which is great. And that, of course, fiber, as I talked about before, is a cholesterol magnet. It also has the lignans, the cancer-fighting lignans, and some protein as well. So, and the chia seeds come in white or dark brown. They are from a flowering plant that's from the mint family, from Mexico and Guatemala. And they do a whole bunch of things. The gelatinous coating on them actually helps to stabilize your blood sugar. So it's great for diabetics, great for digestion, to help lower cholesterol. And they're also full of magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, so that's great for your bones and your teeth. You can actually eat these whole, but I still like to grind them up, to mill them, just to kind of open up. Just to me, it makes me feel better just to open them up and kind of let the magic flow. If you find red chia seeds, those are immature, so you want to get the white or the brown seeds. And they're totally tasteless, but you can sprinkle them on salads, toast, smoothies after you mill them.
You know what? I use both flax seeds and chia seeds. I use the Barlean's brand of both of them. And what I do is I put them in my shakes in the morning. So, and there's also a great recipe on our website on Naturally Savvy that you can make a crusted fish, so salmon, and you pretty much put it in the chia seeds and then you bake it and it's really yummy. So a chia crusted salmon.
There you go.
So it actually tastes delicious. Yeah, so there's different ways. But I did read, before we move on to the black seeds, I did read that it's really important that we soak these seeds before we eat them, especially when it comes to the chia seeds. So tell us a little bit about why that's important.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because there's a protective coating on all seeds. That's just nature's way of protecting it through the elements that it's going to encounter out in nature. And so if you eat a lot of seeds, any kind of seeds, or nuts actually, you really want to soak the seeds and nuts before you utilize them for at least a couple hours to kind of dissolve that coating, because for a lot of people it can cause digestive problems if you're sensitive to it. Some people are not sensitive to it. But you want to kind of just soak that coating off, you know, wash that away, and then you've got your seeds or your nuts ready to roll.
So now let's get to the last one. We have about little under 2 minutes left. Let's talk about black seeds. What are they? How do we get them into our diet, and why are they good for us?
Well, when you hear black seed, you might think, well, I've never heard that one before, but you actually have, because it's also called coriander, black sesame, black cumin, black caraway, or onion seed. And we probably all have those spices in our countertops, but they actually were found in the tomb of King Tut over 3,000 years ago, black seed. So it's been around for a long time. And the saying with black seed is it aids all diseases except death. So it has over 100 different known compounds, and there's many compounds that are unknown. It's very potent. It's a very potent spice. B1, B2, B3, protein, various fatty acids, and lots of other antioxidants and phytonutrients that really give it its power. As flax oil comes as an oil, but black seed comes as an oil as well, and you can mix a teaspoon with juice or put it in your smoothie. More is not necessarily better with this. I would say don't go any more than, you know, 2 to 3 teaspoons a day. But it kills MRSA. It's a very potent antibacterial. They're utilizing it with chemical weaponing poisoning. It stimulates the regeneration of the beta cells with a diabetic pancreas, and so they're experimenting now with pancreatic cancer, because it's producing cell death of the cancer and pancreas cancer, and that's huge, because pancreas cancer, I mean, that's, when you get pancreatic cancer, for a lot of people, that's a big one. So it has anti-tumor properties.
Very, very important. That's all. Yeah. I mean, those are all really great benefits. And I definitely agree. I mean, unfortunately, we're out of time today, but I definitely think that incorporating into everyone's diet is important. And you can find those at health food stores. You can find them at local grocery stores. Just ask where you shop. Dr. Ginger, thank you for being on our show as always.
Thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about Dr. Ginger, you can visit her website at drginger.com, and you can follow her on Twitter at TheDrGinger. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Thank you for joining us.